Good evening.
Good evening, Malcolm.
Glad to hear from you. How are you doing?
Right. Thank you. And yourself?
Baruch Hashem, I'm well. Thank God.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll just have to see what happens in Georgia in another 2 weeks.
They're still under quarantine?
That's because they've opened it up while they're in the upside of the plague. So,
okay.
In Georgia is very unique. They're not paying attention to any of the recommendations from the medical community.
I see. Judy.
Good evening.
Good evening, Malk.
So we can begin with step one. Last night we counted 18 days of the Omer. L'shem Yichud, Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Yachta, L'shem, Yudhe, Vavhe, B'Yichuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Hine Anachnu, Bayem, L'kayem, Mitzvah, Sefirat, Ha'omer, La'asot, Nachat, Ruach, Le'otrenu, V'la'asot, Ratzon, Borenu, Vayhino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kanei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kaneinu. Now we will connect in stage two to the verses that prepare our consciousness for the counting. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Ahe Dawanu Heyo Igmor Beadi Adonai Hasdecha Leolam Maase Adicha El Teref Echra Elohim El Yon La El Gomer Alai Ve'avor alayich v'yerech mitboseset v'damayich v'yomer lecha v'damayich chaye v'yomer lecha v'damayich chaye Barki nafshi et Adonai yo hey wahe Adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu hey yo. Elohim Elohe gedalta meod. Od with hadar levashta. O te or kishalma no te shemaim kariya. Step three is the blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Yud Hey Wav Hey Eloheinu Melech Olam Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sefirat ha'omer. Ha'yom tisha aser yom la'omer sheheim shenei shavuot v'chamisha yamim. Today is day 19 of the Omer, which is 2 weeks and 5 days. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash, linkoma Rabin Hey Rabbi Ameinu. And we all say Amen. The number 19 is the gematria of the name Chava. Eve in English. Chava translates as the mother of all life. The number 19 connects to the cycles of the Hebrew years, where there are seven times within the 19-year overall cycle, where there are leap months added seven times in 19 years. Step six is the menorah psalm. We will stop at a word and we will stop at a letter. Each of these steps are designed for us to review certain character traits, for us to determine how we can best improve ourselves. Remember, when you judge yourself, then the upper courts don't judge you. Lam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu. Ya'er panav itanu sela. La da'at ba'aretz darkecha. Bekol goyim yeshuatecha. Amim. Yoducha amim Elohim. Yoducha amim kulam. The word kulam is a word that means all or everything. All of people. Are you prepared to throw away from yourself all of your negative traits? Are you prepared to treat every person who comes into your life with human dignity? Are you prepared to be happy at every event that you experience in your life, both the positive and the negative? These are the goals that our sages indicate we are trying to achieve. Ismechu v'ranenu le'umim kiteh. The letter Taf. The letter Taf is the last letter in the Hebrew alphabet. Based on the teachings of the Kabbalah, everything is continuous. Therefore, the Tav is both an end and a new beginning, as evidenced by the leg that goes to the left. What is your new beginning? How will you change yourself to be ready for every new beginning? Or maybe it's just one new beginning, continuously. How do you treat people when your relationships come to an end? With human dignity? Or a lack of respect and bad mouthing? Do you need to do teshuvah? Do you need to ask someone for forgiveness? Tishpot. Amin mishor ulumim ba'aretz tanhem selah. Yoducha Amin Elohim, Yoducha Amin Kulam, Eretz Natnayu Layiv Arkeinu, Elohim Eloheinu, Yivarkeinu Elohim, Yiru Oto Kol Ase Aretz. Step 7 is to say the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatim Serura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yutzav Tzadi. Gabel Rinat Amcha Sagveinu, Baharenu Nora, Kufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kevavat Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem. The letter Bet is the 19th letter. The letter Bet is a blessing. The letter Bet is kneeling. The letter Bet has a gematria of the number 2, indicating that it's related and connected to separation. How can we define a blessing as being separated? When you think about it, the separation is what allows you to be you. You separated from your mother when you were born. You separated from your parents when you became an adult. The letter Bet, the blessings, the separations are all part of the unified concept of the fact that the Bet is a word that means a house. And what goes inside a house? The separation and the unity, the blessing. Tacharem rachamei sidkatcha tamid gamlein. Betet resh tzaditach gimel. Chasim kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adatach. Het kuf bet tet nunayim. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kidushatach. Yud gimel lamed, hey zayin kuf. Shavateinu kabel ushma tziyakateinu yodea talumo. Shin kufav. And the 8th verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. The 8th step, the 8th step in the counting. We left Risa and camped in Kehilata. Some say that this was a place of Korach's rebellion. The emphasis here is on the word Kehilata, or Tha, which is a gathering. But in this context, it refers to a group banding together in an aggressive fashion, like a lynch mob, God forbid, as Korach did. Korach ganged his entire party against them, Moses and Aaron. There are two types of gatherings, groups that join together to build or to destroy. Where in your life are you building, or are you first destroying in order to rebuild? Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirat haomer. Kede letacharenu, mikli potenu, tumatenu, kimo shekatavta, betorata, huspartem, lachem, mimacharad hashabbat, miyom haviachem, eto omer, hatenufa, sheva shabbatot, temi mot yeina, Mimacharad HaShabbat HaShavi Tesefiru Chamishim Yom Kedei Sheitacharu Nafshot Amcha Yisrael Mizoha Matam Uvechein Yehiratzon Milfanecha Adonai Yohewache Adanu Yo Yoahe dawanu heyo. Eloheinu, Elohei avoteinu. Shebizchut sefirat haomer. Shesafarti hayom. Yetukan ma shevagamti. Besefira hod shebetiferet. Tahir v'yet kadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala amen selah. The Sefirah for tonight is Hod Shebetiferet. Hod refers to appreciation, thankfulness, humbleness. It's the spiritual manifestation. Tiferet is beauty, but Tiferet, in essence, has both Chesed and Gevurah. It has both the right and the left columns. Tiferet is the balance point, which is the place where the left column accepts dominance of the right column. That's the purpose of the binding of Isaac. That's what makes Tiferet beautiful. Today is the fourth day of Iyar. And the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik of Brisk. Rabbi Yaakov Sasportis. And Rabbi Shmuel Eliyahu Taub. And the prophet associated with Hod Shebet Tiferet is Obadiah. And Obadiah has the meaning of a servant of Hashem. The prophet Obadiah is a very interesting prophet. He only has the one chapter. He was a Roman citizen who converted to become a Jewish child of Israel, and then he became a prophet. He was a searcher after truth. The Haftorahs, that there's only one that is used from his one chapter. Obadiah, being a member of Rome, being born within Rome, is the only one who can truly prophesize properly about the nation of Edom. The first verse Chazon Ovadiah Ko Amar Adonai Elohim La Adom Shemoa Shemoanu Me'at Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohai Dawanu Heyo Witsir Begoim Shelach Kumo Unkoma Ale Alya Lemalchama. The vision of Obadiah. Thus says the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard a message from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the nations. Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. This was the beginning of his prophecy. Our class tonight is the writings of the Ari from the Parasha of Acharei Mot and or Kiddushim. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14. The second column from the left. When you click on that link in the second column from the left in row 14, you open up to the landing page for the writings of the Ari. If you scroll down about 2.5-3 inches, you will find the Parasha of Acharei Mot. The first handout, and we'll see how far we go. Is the one that's titled Shell Games. Evil, well, I'll start with a Lashem Yehud. And I'll remind us to say the two lines of the Shema. Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Udchilu Udchilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavav He V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhino Amadonai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananeihu. Shell games. Evil may act as a husk which protects a fruit until it is ripe. The Hebrew word that's used in the Kabbalah for evil is klipot, or klipa. The actual meaning of klipa is a shell. A good example of a shell is a orange peel. It's the shell around the fruit of the orange tree. That shell has a purpose, which reminds us that evil has a purpose. We are told that as part of the Yom Kippur sacrificial ritual in the tabernacle, in the temple, the high priest must take two goats and place them before Hashem at the entrance of the tent of meeting. Aaron will place lots on the two goats, one lot for Hashem and one lot for Azazel. Aaron will take the goat on which the lot fell for God, for Hashem, and made it a sin offering. The goat on which fell the lot for Azazel will be positioned live before Hashem to make atonement on it, to send it to Azazel into the desert. The plain meaning of Azazel is a cliff. The goat sent to Azazel was thrown off a desert cliff to its death. The mystical significance of Azazel is Satan, and the nukva of the luminous shell to which the goat is given. They, Satan and the evil nukva, the male and female principles of evil, are also called the depths of the sea. What remains after the dross of the kings of Edom are purified and the shadow of death. As we have seen previously, Satan is the name given to the evil partsuf of Zeranpin. Just as the partsufim exist in each of the four holy worlds, so do they exist in each of the four realms of evil. The four realms of evil are called shells, klipot. Contrasting with the fruit or the meat of the nut within the shell, which signifies the holy realms. The significance of this imagery is that just as the shell, which obscures the fruit within it, is inedible and must be discarded, so does evil obscure the power of holiness in the world. We must break through it and reject it in order to reveal goodness. On the other hand, just as the shell protects the fruit within it until it is ripe, so does evil, or egocentricity, serve the purpose of protecting the good within it until it is right. The fourth realm can be absorbed and elevated into holiness. Three of the four realms of evil are totally unable to be assimilated. The fourth realm is neutral, meaning that although it is a priori evil, meaning that it is evil only in so much it is not oriented by nature toward Hashem. If it is used for holy purposes, however, it can be absorbed and elevated into holiness. Conversely, if it is used for evil purposes, it descends into and becomes part of the three unholy realms. This neutral realm of evil is called the luminous shell. These four realms of evil are all alluded to in the vision of Ezekiel. I saw, and behold, there was one, a stormy wind coming from the north. Two, a great cloud. And three, a flashing fire. And four, a luminous surrounding it. This verse comes from Ezekiel, and it is studied by the Kabbalists for eons, for the generations, as this is a tool, a meditative tool, as every verse in the Torah can be used as a meditative tool to connect to Hashem. But this specifically is what is taught in the Kabbalah as a tool to elevate the sparks that fell into the klipot that can be retrieved and returned to holiness. This verse is the one that is used. The term "the depths of the sea" refers to the verse, "He will return, he will have mercy on us, he will conquer our iniquities and cast all of their sins into the depths of the sea." The phrase "the shadow of depth" refers, among others, to the verse, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Your rod and your staff comfort me." As we will see, the Hebrew for these two phrases consists of the same letters. The kings of Edom refers, as we have seen in other writings of the Ari, to the Sephirot of the world of Tohu, which collapsed. The portions of these Sephirot that were refined enough to be assimilated into holiness in the subsequently constructed world of Tikkun became the Sephirot of that world. While those elements that were too crass to be assimilated became the realms of evil. This evil is transformed into the defending council for the Jews on Yom Kippur by virtue of the good presented within it, as is explained in the Zohar. And this process will be explained here shortly. Now, these two goats are mystically the equivalent of the two spies, Chachma and Bina, of the evil Zeranpin of Atzilut, as mentioned there in the Zohar. The two spies Joshua sent to spy out the land of Israel correspond to Chachma and Bina of the evil Zeranpin. The goat, the spy of Chachma, is a priori more sweetened. This is why one lot is for God. In contrast, the second goat, which is sent to die, manifests Bina of the evil Zeranpin. The experience of Chachma, of wisdom, is selflessness. Since the experience of Chokhmah is selflessness, there is some good in it, even in an unholy context. For example, if a person is laboring over some mathematical problem and is totally absorbed in thought over it, he is not focused on Hashem, but neither is he focused on himself. The very fact that he is at that moment not focused on himself makes the experience one that can be transformed into holiness. If, say, the individual remembers or realizes that mathematics is, after all, our way of describing God's wisdom as it has been imprinted in nature. Bina, in contrast, is the experience of the self. As we learn in the four phases, phase two, I want to share. It's about the experience of self. The insight of Chokhmah is evaluated and analyzed in the context of the individual's personal worldview that he has developed during his life. If this is done in an evil context, there is no redeeming element that could make the experience holy. Azazel signifies Satan and the nukva of the luminous shell, which are positioned opposite Zeranpin and the nukva of the worlds of Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. Since they receive the Bina, the goat, they are happy. This is referring to the Satan and the nukva of the luminous shell. Satan and the nukva, the three lower worlds, receive the evil Bina of the level of Atzilut. Since Chokhmah and Bina of the evil Zeranpin of Atzilut are called goats, as mentioned in the Zohar, Zeranpin and the nukva of the luminous shells of Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, their children are called Aza and Azazel. The word for goat is Ayin Zion. The children of the goats of Atzilut are called Aza, spelled Ayin Zion Aleph, a derivative, an Aramaic form of the word for goat, and Azael, spelled Ayin Zion Aleph Lamed, is meaning a goat god. Together, these two goat offspring are called Azazel, just like the words for the shadow of death, and the depths comprise both of them, shadow referring to the male and death to the female. Azazel can thus be seen as a contraction of Aza and Azel. The word for the shadow of death is Tsa'almavet. Tzalmavet itself is a contraction of the words for shadow, tzel, and death, mavet. The letters that form this word, tzadik lamed mem vav tav, can be permuted to spell depths. In Hebrew, metzulot, spelled mem tzadi lamed vav tav. The shadow or lack of light is the active side of evil. The shadow or the lack of light is the active side of evil. The obstruction of holy light and death is the result or the expression of this evil, being cut off from holiness, the source of life. Thus it is written, the feet of a forbidden woman descend unto death. Thus, when the goat is sent to Azazel, God casts all their sins into the depths of the sea. And this is stated in the Zohar as well as in the prophet Micah's writings, words. This is so since Azazel and the depths of the sea are mystically synonymous, as has been stated. Since these goats derive from the holy Nukva and her leftovers, they manifest strong judgment, as stated in the Zohar. We have explained previously that the Nukva must evince strict judgment in order to differentiate between holiness and evil. When the judgment is exercised in an entirely evil context, however, it becomes prejudicial judgment. Now you know that the luminous shell is half good and half evil, and separates the holy realm from the evil realm. When a person transgresses a prohibition, this neutral realm serves to complete the three evil shells of his evil inclination and becomes completely evil itself. And this is his punishment for transgressing a prohibition. When an element of the luminous shell is given over to the three completely evil shells, it completes them into a unit of four, mirroring the four worlds of holiness. This reinforcement of his inner evil, making it a power more difficult to reckon with, is the truest punishment for evil behavior. As the sages say, one mitzvah leads to another, and one sin leads to another sin. This is an unwritten commentary. But in this explanation, we begin to understand how the actions of a man manifest evil when they follow the selfish orientation of that man. Or the actions of a man manifest goodness when they do a mitzvah. We are elevating the sparks of these luminous shell. That's one of the understandings of doing a mitzvah. Continuing to read. Satan has received the divine beneficence that is present in the goodness of that goat. Now on Yom Kippur, God has commanded us and permitted us through his goodwill to send Satan one goat, which comprises good and bad elements, as stated above. Satan then rejoices over the additional power granted to the three holy evil shells, for by receiving the goat he has received the divine beneficence and the life force present in the goodness of that goat. As is known, the reason the forces of evil pursue holiness is so that they can enliven themselves. Without the life force siphoned off holiness, they would die. Hence the great joy that Satan derives from this goat, which is sent to Azazel, especially in light of the fact that God gives it to him knowingly, and Satan does not have to toil or exert himself for it. After casting the lots over the goats, the high priest would then confess the sins of the Jewish people over the goat's head. The power of this repentance would refine the portion of the goat associated with the world of Yetzirah, separating the good in it from the evil. This is necessary, for it is impossible for good and evil to be intermixed as they were before the sin. For through the sin, the power of evil increased, and the good would just be subdued before it. As was stated above, good and evil are mixed together equally in the luminous shell. Once a person sins, however, the evil is strengthened and the balance is upset. Repentance cannot be merely an attempt to return to the state of affairs that existed before the sin. It is too late. The only avenue open is to align the potential good with actual good. The initial innocence has been lost, and the only avenue open is to align the potential good with actual good, meaning holiness, and let the evil that has been actualized assume its position with true evil. For example, a kosher chocolate cake is in the realm of the luminous shell. It is neither holy nor evil. What it will become depends on how it is used. If someone eats it for holy purposes, for example, to add to the enjoyment of Shabbat, or to give himself a needed temporary lift, or in order to experience the goodness of God in having made delicious food, then the cake existentially enters the realm of holiness. If it is eaten for coarse purposes, to indulge in sensual pleasure, it descends into the realm of evil. The person who eats it will most likely be able to measure the purity of his intentions by the way he feels after eating the cake. To the extent that he feels uplifted or holier after eating, he succeeded in keeping his intentions pure. To the extent he feels coarser, he did not. This is the meaning of repentance. Evil and good are separated through this. Although they existed originally together in the luminous shell, the evil has now been identified. It clings to the goat and disappears into the realms of complete evil. The good, meanwhile, returns to the realm of supernal holiness, no longer part of the luminous shell. Satan is a fool and makes a mistake. This is why Satan rejoices. He sees that he has now been fortified with this additional measure of energy from the luminous shell, and he accepts it with full consciousness. But he is a fool and makes a fatal mistake, for on the contrary, he will be heaping coals on his own head, meaning that evil was initially intermixed with good in the luminous shell, and he had a strong foothold. Supernal holiness was forced to grant beneficence to the good with which this evil shared the luminous shell. This is the mystical significance of Israel's exiles among the idolaters. When evil shares the luminous shell with good, it can more easily seduce man into sinning, since it does not have to entice him into an explicit prohibition, only into using a neutral aspect of reality for egotistical purposes. But now that evil has been separated from the good, Satan has lost that portion of divine beneficence that was granted to it via the good of the luminous shell. It follows that Satan has been tricked and has suffered a great loss. On the contrary, a situation that was originally complete for him is now the opposite. For as the verse paraphrased above continues, God will surely reward you, meaning that the goodness of the luminous shell connects to and completes the holy soul of the person, while Satan loses this good altogether. This illustrates the tremendous power of repentance. the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow we have three classes. One class at 11 a.m. These are West Coast times. The class at 11 a.m. will be continuing our study of the book of Joshua. The class at 4:30 will be a deeper Zohar class, continuing our study of the Parashah Vayera, section 7. And our 7 o'clock class will be a Tikkuni Zohar class, which is something we have not done for a number of months. Shalom Gadol to all. Have a beautiful evening. And I hope to speak to you tonight while we're sleeping and tomorrow while we're awake. Shalom Gadol.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.